Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This with the star of the show, Robin Riddle. Robin, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
It's good to be here with you today.
Absolutely.
I'm excited about this topic. I've heard this word before. I've mispronounced this word before.
Yeah.
And you guys might know it's ashwagandha and fertility, that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it?
So ashwagandha is a supplement that we use for all kinds of things. I love it. I recommend it all the time. It's an adaptogenic herb. So what that means is it just helps the body cope with stress. So I use ashwagandha all the time for people in times of high stress who need that like adrenal support. Kind of helps to bring down cortisol levels, regulate some things. So we use it very often. But what I want to talk about today is its relationship with fertility support. Mm. Because this is a powerhouse supplement for fertility, both for men and for women.
Men and women?
Yeah.
Okay. It's well, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting. How so?
Okay. So for women, it supports fertility by balancing your hormones. So it's helping to regulate that estrogen, progesterone. It can actually help to increase libido, which is always helpful whenever we're trying to get pregnant. Reduces oxidative stress. So oxidative stress has an impact on the formation of the egg. And so that can impact the DNA that's in the egg. So reducing that oxidative stress gets a better quality egg, better DNA. Again, it just reduces overall stress. Trying to get pregnant is a stressful time anyway, so bringing all that down, that can help to reduce anxiety, reduce inflammation.
Mm.
So tons of benefits for women.
So yeah, I've always kind of felt like stress can affect, you know, fertility to some degree.
Absolutely.
I didn't realize for the male as well. That's really interesting.
Yeah, so ashwagandha for males is amazing.
Mm.
So there's one study that I really like to cite from back in 2018. They took 46 men with low sperm counts.
Okay.
So low meaning less than 20 million per sample. They all enrolled them in this study, and then half of them were put to control and half of them were put into the test group.
Okay.
Test group was started on 675 milligrams three times daily of ashwagandha for 90 days.
Okay.
Now everything in fertility is 90 day cycles. It takes 90 days to improve sperm counts. It takes 90 days to improve egg health. So that's why the 90 day cycle for this. At the end of 90 days, they found a 167% increase in sperm counts versus baseline.
After the 90 days?
After the 90 days.
Wow.
In the male group that was receiving ashwagandha. The control group that was not on the supplement, minimal changes.
Wow.
So 167% increase in sperm counts, 53% increase in semen volume, 57% increase in motility, which is like their ability to swim and get where they need to.
Ashwagandha.
Just with ashwagandha.
Wow.
In 90 days.
Like, this is almost more important for the males and females.
Yes.
Based on those numbers.
Absolutely.
Goodness
it's
gracious.
Like I said, it's a powerhouse. So I put all of my fertility patients, both men and women, on ashwagandha.
Okay.
It's not going to hurt anything. Now, for women, I do recommend once conception has occurred that we do stop the ashwagandha. It's not something that we want to continue in pregnancy. But in fertility treatment and trying to get pregnant, absolutely something.
For the males, do they keep on it or?
They can.
Okay.
I mean, at that point, the job's done, but yep. Ashwagandha is a good support supplement regardless. Not going to hurt anything for them if they wanted to continue with it.
You know what's interesting? I also didn't realize the 90-day thing. That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Everything's 90-day cycles when you're looking at improving fertility.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Ashwagandha and fertility.
Ashwagandha.
Guys, y'all heard it here first. Ashwagandha and fertility. Robin, thank you for explaining this.
Absolutely.
See you guys.
Don't go away.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.